This is the fifth in a series of podcasts on the subject of tilapia culture from the United States Agency for International Development's Aquafish Collaborative Research Support Program. The focus of this program is to promote the cultivation and sustainability of fish in developing countries around the world, in Africa, Southeast Asia, Latin America, and other places. I am Roberto Miguel Seiko, a graduate student who is working under this program with Dr. Remedios Bolivar of Central Luzon State University in the Philippines. I will be sharing the information on the benefit of a delayed onset feeding that reduces overall feed costs and improves profit of farming tilapia in ponds. This work was conducted with Dr. Christopher Brown, who is currently at the Milford Laboratory of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and Dr. Russell Borski of North Carolina State University, the U.S. Principal Investigator of the Aquafish CRISP program. In this podcast, you will see pictures, tables, and graphs showing a glimpse of how this trial was done and the significant result it has to offer. Our goal is to reduce cost of tilapia culture in semi-intensive pond systems used by most family farms. Because of the intensification of tilapia culture, farmers have relied more heavily on commercial or milled feeds. However, feeds are the most costly component of growing tilapia. Feeds constitute 60 to 70% of the total variable costs for producing tilapia. Therefore, the Aquafish CRISP program has been focused on strategies that could be effective in reducing feed costs associated with tilapia culture. Tilapia farmers in the Philippines commonly provide supplemental feeds in their grow-out operation. However, the timing of the start of supplemental feeding is variable. Earlier studies under the Collaborative Research Support Program showed that the growth of tilapia in fertilized ponds is similar to that of fish raised on supplemental feeds following 30 to 45 days of initial stocking. This means that fish do not need to be fed immediately after stocking, but can be supported by the natural food in the pond ecosystem that is enhanced by fertilizers. This study was undertaken to demonstrate if delaying supplemental feeding beyond 45 days could produce a further cost savings in the pond production of tilapia in the Philippines. The study evaluated growth, yield, and survival of tilapia fed supplemental feeds 45 and 75 days after stocking in fertilized ponds. This study was conducted in collaboration with 7 local Filipino farmers which were enlisted for this trial. 2 ponds from each farm were assigned each of the 2 treatments. Supplemental feeding beginning at 45 and 75 days after fish stocking. Ponds varied in size, but the water depth was maintained at 1 meter in all ponds. The ponds were stocked with sex-reversed Nile tilapia at a stocking rate of 4 fish per square meter. All ponds were fertilized weekly with inorganic fertilizers. Feeding was done by preparing feeds consisting of 67% rice bran and 33% fish meal with a crude protein level of 28.6%. Level of feeding was based on the average body weight at 5% during the first 15 days, 4% thereafter up to 30 days, and 3% of the average body weight for the remaining period prior to harvest. Weekly monitoring of water parameters such as dissolved oxygen, pH, and other variables was done to maintain the experimental ponds within an ideal range. Fish stocks were harvested after 150 days by seining and then complete draining of the pond. After the harvest, data on growth parameters, survival, and total amount of feed applied to each treatment was computed. The results of this study showed that there is no significant difference between treatments in terms of the final mean weight, daily weight gain, extrapolated gross fish yield, and survival rate. On the other hand, the extrapolated total feed used was around 8,300 kg per hectare for the 45-day and 6,000 kg per hectare for the 75-day delayed feeding groups. The growth of the fish stocks in the two feeding schemes, as shown in the figure, had a comparable pattern, showing no significant differences between the two groups. A simple cost-benefit analysis indicates that the 45-day delay in supplemental feeding produced a higher crop gross value of around 205,000 pesos per hectare compared with the 75-day delayed feeding group whose crop value was estimated at around 197,000 pesos per hectare. However, by delaying the start of supplemental feeding by an additional 30 days, feed cost and other variable costs were reduced such that the net value of the crop was improved with around 89,000 pesos per hectare in 75-day delayed versus 67,000 pesos per hectare in 45-day delay. With these results, a simple technique has been identified which reduces production cost by the equivalent of over 22,000 pesos per hectare during a tilapia grow-out cycle without significantly reducing yields. That is a meaningful amount of money, especially considering the increased profit is the result of the reduced effort on the part of the farmers. In conclusion, this study provides technical guidance to farmers on the efficient feeding practices that will optimize tilapia production. The on-farm trial indicates that a delay in the onset of feeding by 75 days does not significantly reduce the production of tilapia but reduces the cost of feed by about 37%. It is important, however, that the proper pond fertilization be maintained to promote the production of natural foods in the pond. With this podcast, it is expected that the technique of providing commercial feeds to tilapia later in the grow-out period will be broadly adopted, resulting in more cost-effective and profitable farming.